Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Hope everyone's doing well, getting ready for a fun weekend. I know I am. I'm sitting out on the porch of my cabin out here behind the house, sipping some coffee, listening to Western Swing and other things. And no better way to kick my weekend off unless I was in a hunting blind somewhere shooting a big buck or, you know, maybe shooting a limit of ducks somewhere. But by and large, our hunting seasons have kind of wrapped up. Hope everyone had a happy Valentine. I bet a lot of you've got Valentine plans this weekend. Now, you know, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you a little story here. I gave my wife an all-expense-paid three-day coon hunt up in the Ozarks. Yeah, I thought, wow, it's time to really spring and give this lady something big after 48 years of marriage. Well, guess what? She declined. She said, no, I need something a little bit more special. Just a joke, folks, but for all you ladies out there thinking, oh, Luke is some type of a barbarian, I did get her a box of candy, a card, and then we went out to eat. Actually, I've got plans later today to cook a couple of ribeyes outside. So all is well on the home front right here. Hope it is with everyone else, too. You know, let's talk about leasing hunting land a little bit. If you go to our High Plains Public Radio, the website, hppr.org, click on features. We post my audio, and if I write a newspaper column that I want to accompany the audio, well, I'll place it in there. There's one this week I'd like you to read. Just hppr.org, click features, and then outdoors, you know, High Plains Outdoors, and you'll find it. But most of us that hunt, especially in Texas and places like Oklahoma, we either own land, have family or friends that own land, or we lease land. I only have a few acres, and it's certainly not enough land to hunt on, so I have to lease land. And for many, actually almost two decades, folks, for within a mile of my house, I had access to a couple of 240 acres of really good deer, duck, hog hunting. Well, it's a sad story, but most of us, at least at some time, we lose that lease. Well, that happened to me. It's been a year ago, but I finally got around to getting back on the place, getting my hunting stands and my fish feeders. There's a bunch of good fishing waters on this place. I had a fish feeder there and a little hog trap, you know, that I catch one or two hogs in and for when I want to make sausage and just something else to do in the outdoors and way to put that wild pork to use. But I got all that stuff off of there. And thank goodness I use these snap lock hunting blinds, folks. If you look at the picture on our website, these things snap together. They're double wall reinforced plastic is what they are. But I had one in the woods, I think 7 years. We knocked that thing apart and put it back together on a new place and I couldn't tell it had any wear to it. You can check those out, snap lock hunting blinds. But thank goodness I've got a good friend, Jeff Rice, that owns the Buck and Bass Ranch. He and his wife, Demi, up on the upper end of Lake Fork. So I probably will not ever have to look for another lease. I don't plan to move this stuff ever again. We moved all the hunting blinds, the feeders, the fish feeder, over to this other piece of outdoor heaven that Jeff and his wife call the Buck and Bass Ranch. Lots of hogs and fishing in the creek. Gosh, good deer hunting, ducks all over the sloughs up in that end. And adjacent to it is just miles and miles of just wild country back in there. But that's what if you lease land, at some point you're going to have to, you're probably going to lose the lease or something's going to happen, but always have a plan B. And luckily for me, I look forward to, you know, years and years. These are great friends of mine, but having access to go up there and spend time with them and then also hunt that land, it's just it's a real blessing for sure. We're out of time, folks. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smoke & Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.